Mike's on. Okay. Episode 85, What's Wrong with Orny Adams? My guest today, last week was known as Carly Reeves. This week she's known as Tom Hanks's niece, who had an epic, epic meltdown, which is a gift to all of us.
Damn.
These freaking clues are so freaking obvious. Freaking bench. It's a freaking poster of freaking Forrest Gump. Are you kidding me?
She's screaming.
Why a bench? There's literally no reference to benches on any other movie. Even Gabriel found that out.
He's even not Gabriel. Even, Gabriel's not even smart.
I don't know why I said that.
You had to throw him under the bus?
No, he did nothing wrong. I just was trying to like, I don't know. It was so ridiculous.
We've got to play this. We've got to play the whole clip and go play by play. But did you know? Well, first of all, welcome to What's Wrong with Orny Adams.
Yeah.
Carly Reeves. Did you know the cameras were still rolling?
It's like I did and I didn't in a way, like, cause you, I was in a blackout, just rage. Like all I was thinking about was I have to go home. Like I can't stay. I want to play some more. Like yes and no, because I did say frickin', and normally I would say the other one,
right?
But I was like, I need to contain my rage. And I was like, I'll just say frickin'. So I was like, frickin' bitch and frickin'. I mean, so like, I thought that was tame actually, because
yeah.
I said frickin'.
Oh boy, it goes another level. So well,
yeah. And the scream was definitely just because I wanted my presence to be known. I was really mad.
Yeah. And this is on the reality show called Claim to Fame.
Yes.
So what's brilliant is, your claim to fame used to be Tom Hanks's niece. Now your new claim to fame, which you got on the show Claim to Fame, is freaking out and having a meltdown.
Meltdown girl.
Which you seem comfortable with being meltdown girl.
Yeah, only because like it's so funny that it's just so me.
I was
like that as a kid. Like, you know, if I didn't get my way, I'd be a brat and like pouty. But like, this was like, I really felt like my inner child came out a little bit. Like, cause I was like, it was so childish in a way, but also like, I'm laughing because it's just like, of course I would react that way. Cause I'm very reactive.
But
of course.
Are you afraid this is going to come back to, like, this could have appear in a court hearing?
I know.
Like if you get divorced, like any guy will be like, roll that clip.
I know. I didn't actually think about that because I'm like not getting many DMs to like date or anything. So I'm like, what's happening? Does nobody like me?
Really? I think that would make you more attractive.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. It's a little embarrassing and I know I'm getting a lot of heat for it, but it's also just like, it was the reality of what happened. And I can get emotional and like reactive.
So explain the premise of the show. This show is called Claim to Fame. It's on ABC.
Yes.
You got voted off week one.
Week one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
I know. Especially because like I knew it was going to be hard for me going in because he's just such a big celebrity. So I was like, I had two angles to go at it with, was like either make people think that, oh, there's no way in hell he's in this house because he's like, you know, because like even if a clue came up, I was like, no. But that obviously didn't work because I was like, like, how could he be in this house? He's like a big celebrity. I think that would be obvious.
When you say in the house, meaning somebody was related to
him. Right. Because once the clue board came up, like, and people were like, oh, Tom Hanks is like, there's a clue for Tom Hanks. So
did it look exactly like the bench in the movie?
Yes, man. It was freaking green.
Oh.
I was like,
did they have the old suitcase on there too? Yeah.
You might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, and then the ping pong paddle was right below it. Then right below that was a bubble gum machine that people connected to as Bubble Gump. Bubba Gump shrimp, like a play on word.
Yeah. Did it say stupid is as stupid does? That should be the clue board. It should be called stupid is as stupid does board.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, why do the biggest clues, like from his biggest movie on the first night? You know, like they could, I thought that the Forrest Gump clue should have came a little later because then it would have been more obvious. And then people would have been
like, do you fear, now we know the publicist for ABC is on the podcast listening in the background and ready to chime in at any time if I say something that could get you or the network in trouble. But this is a natural question I think that listeners would have, and I have, having sort of been involved in documentaries and stuff like that. Do you fear that maybe you were set up, that they wanted you off the show?
No, because like I know it's a game, and I just don't think they thought that hard about it. Like I think they saw the bench and they were like, oh, that's a perfect gadget. Yeah. Like for, you know, or you know, prop people, whatever, whoever it may be. I don't know who to blame.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't think that they tried to get me off, but I do think that everything was kind of stacked against me. And the fact that I used Oscar as my two truths and a lie. So do you know the game?
So
in the beginning, we do give away two truths and a lie. Mm-hmm. And so that's like the beginning, and the format has to go how you're related to them, what their occupation is, and what their biggest award is.
Right.
And so I had the choice of using, like, I could have used mom, or I could have used like,
yeah, what were your two truths and your
lie? So my two truths were Oscar and uncle, and my lie was a musician. But it didn't quite work out
because
that way.
Because Oscar musician doesn't, unless you're like a Bob Dylan.
Or an Eminem. Eminem.
Eminem won an Oscar too, I guess. Yeah. But, and here's one of your great yell-outs.
Oh, yeah.
His freaking clues are so freaking obvious, screaming. A freaking bench was in the poster for the Forrest Gump movie. Are you kidding me? Why a bench? What other movie has a bench? I think you said at one point. Are there any other? Has anybody DM'd you and said, or on social media said, no, this movie has a bench in it?
I know. Unless it's like Bus Stop or something. Or like, I know there's like a bus stop movie.
Right. Yeah.
Bus Stop bench. But nothing. Do you know that that bench, it's in North Carolina. Someone had to, because it's so iconic.
Right.
They literally had to move it from out of the way because people were like taking pictures of it. It's become like a freaking staple.
So where is it? It should be in the Smithsonian.
I think it's in North Carolina.
Yeah, but they should put it in the Smithsonian.
Yeah, they did, I think, or something. Yeah.
I guarantee the producers regret you leaving the show. They're like, they're going, we didn't know she was this nuts. This is amazing. And I know it's probably incorrect to say nuts nowadays.
No, but, I went nuts. I did go nuts.
Yeah. And then we all lose it.
Yeah.
But so,
I was mad. I was mad, you know? I was like, ah, because I just didn't feel like I had the same amount of, like, chance as everybody else.
Right.
I thought it was just so easy. And then I was like, and then the whole time I just had to keep deflecting. And I'm like, well, this isn't easy because I'm not a good liar.
Right.
So I was like, I didn't want to lie too much. But I mean, once I knew I had to, and I was like, okay, I'm just... Now I'm making myself a little too obvious.
And there's a strategy to the game, right? Because
you
helped the guy, Hugo Judas!
Hugo!
Threw you under the bus.
That was all so dramatic. I was like, I helped you! But I really was just trying to... I was mad. I was just mad, trying to blame someone. He did nothing wrong. He was the only one that everyone was kind of sure about.
Right.
And I knew they were all talking about me behind my back and being like, she's definitely probably the Tom Hanks clue.
Don't you think somebody going in knew it?
No. And legally, if we recognize someone, like, we have to say, like, we recognize
like, there's
them.
A lot of ethics in reality shows. Please. Please, they're wonderful, but
because we're celebrities or relatives, we do you know, hang out sometimes with other celebrity relatives, so you never know. Like,
right, everybody on the show is related to
a celebrity.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
very interesting. And why, before we play the full clip, and we'll break it down in a very comedic and fun way, because there's a moment in there, my favorite moment. Is when you whip off the high heels.
Yeah, because I make a pause and I'm like, because I didn't know what to say. I'm like, why am I blaming Gabriel? I'm like, he's just not smart.
Well, and I imagine, I go, anytime the heels come off, now we're serious. The other stuff was just emotion. This is real. This isn't a setup. And I'm also thinking, does she know you're going up the camera, up the stairs? You have to know there's a camera on the stairs. You know you have a mic on. You know you have a hot mic.
Yeah, I didn't. Either I didn't think about it at the time or I didn't care.
Mm.
Or both.
Right.
I didn't even think it would be a big deal. I was like, hopefully they don't air it because, like, you know, I tried to ask them not to.
Right.
But of course, I don't have any control over that.
And
so.
Has your family, has your mom seen it?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's seen it. My sister's hilarious, though. She's like, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Oh, well, she's seen worse, Carly.
She's seen worse.
Oh, she has.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, like the reason I asked if other people in the house might know you is we've met before.
Yes.
I met you after one of my shows at the Laugh Factory.
Yes, so funny.
I don't know if you volunteered the information or do you tell people that you're related to Tom Hanks? No,
never. Like, I mean, that's like the thing I hate to talk about. Actually, it's like he's very private, and so it's like I always want to see people for who they are. Like, if I do start dating someone, and then or something, and then they find out later, I'm like, is that a big deal? Like, I did have that problem dating back in the day with some like thirsty people, but you know that now I'm like, I just. I don't really talk about it. And if they Google me, find out. Well, now they can Google me. You know?
Yeah. Now it's just out there. More people are Googling Tom Hanks' niece than just Tom Hanks.
It was hard to find, actually, for the long... Because all it was on my IMDb, a little trivia that says niece-in-law of Tom Hanks. Like, that's all it said before. It was never... We were never connected. No pictures on the carpet.
Right. You're not a blood relative. Your mother is sisters with Rita, who's Tom Hanks' wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, if Tom Hanks is mad about anything, it's the fact that you upstaged him this week. the fact that he can't even Google his name. And believe me, celebrities Google their names. He can't even write Tom Hanks without it auto-filling in his niece.
I know. Tom Hanks' niece. I know. I wonder, I hope he doesn't get like Google alerts.
he's probably getting a lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, Mike, I have this question, too, because I'm fascinated by reality shows.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated, why do people go on them? What is your need?
So, first of all, I love reality TV. I love watching it. Yeah. I love competition shows, like So You Think You Can Dance, Project Runway. Like, I watch it all. And then the really bad, trashy ones like The Housewives. You know, I love that.
90 Day Fiancé?
Never done that one.
It's the greatest.
I've never done that one, or I've never done my 600 pound life either.
No, it. I feel too bad.
I can't do that.
Yeah,
one.
but
I do. I do have some HGTV ones that I like. I like. I like. That was like some of the house hunting ones. You know, trust me. I just love it. I think it's funny, and I was like, well, when someone sent me about the link to the show, I was like, well. If there's any reality show I'm going to do, this is probably the best one because it's like, you know, it's focused kind of more on like the strategy and the puzzles and not like me being a drunk
person. It's interesting. It's interesting that you like reality shows that are competitions because I don't.
Oh.
What I like about your performance on this, or I'm going to call it a performance, is it's raw. Now, if you go on season two of whatever, like I only like... first season reality show participants because then they pick up on, you know, I hate to say it, but there's manipulation and it's scripted and all shows are, because otherwise you can't just let people ramble. I have people on my podcast all the time, or not podcast, but in life, they're boring. A lot of people are boring.
Yeah.
And they need the production to make them better.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly think that I just would have been really fun TV too, because I know that I can sometimes react like a crazy person.
I know. You got to give them, like, did you give any hints of this prior?
To who? Hints to what?
To the producers of this show. They would have kept
that I'm crazy.
If you would went in there just full on Carly Reeves, like that bench wouldn't have made it out until the end of the season.
I know. I mean, of course, you want to be on your best behavior when you're going through the casting process.
The clues
and
would
stuff.
Have been. What was that movie that you were in with him?
Crown.
Yeah, I would have had the goggles
or a scooter.
Yeah, the scooter, something like that. They can't.
So annoying.
I would have started off with. Remember, Big.
That's a trampoline.
Yeah, something or the game that
the piano.
Yeah, the piano.
And like, or like a mermaid for Splash.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much that I.
I know you can't say it, or maybe you don't even know, but I'll say it. I suspect Tom Hanks is the biggest celebrity attachment on that show, meaning...
Oh.
Yeah.
In my opinion...
Yeah.
I think so, but that's just my opinion.
Let's play the clip from the beginning. I edited it together.
Oh, gosh.
So it goes real fast, but in a minute and a half. And we can stop it, but like it starts with Hugo... Hugo, that little worm. That little worm.
He just was playing the game.
But
I do have thoughts. I wonder if I voted for JR, because if you know the game, we vote for the guesser. If I had voted for the other guy that was in the bottom two, I wonder if he would have brought me up. I wonder that all the time.
That's why you said you helped Hugo. That's what you meant in that sense.
Because I was being two-faced, basically, because I voted for him to be the guesser, but then he voted to guess me.
Right. Oh, interesting. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what?
I was being two-faced, like, just because I was trying any, I was trying to help JR. I was trying to help Hugo. I was like, anyone to, so they don't bring me up. But yeah. I'm like, I'll help anyone as long as you don't throw me under. And they did. Because I knew that I was the only one that everyone knew.
And don't you think the contestants, don't they, people talk amongst themselves who they think and suspect?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you can mislead.
And everyone was
that
kind
way.
Of confirming with each other that they were all suspected. Me.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big thing. And there was so much unedited footage that, you know, I'm talking to Carson, who she's another contestant. And she says, I'm basically like, she goes, everyone thinks that your uncle's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, I wish. Wouldn't that be great?
I literally said that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like, that would be cool if I was.
Yeah.
And they totally edited it out. And I was like, I'm the worst liar ever. But like, I didn't know what else, how else to react.
You know what I think is wonderful? Because I watched several clips of you talking about Tom. You really love Tom.
Yeah.
What makes him such a great uncle?
I mean, he's just, I mean, he's exactly what he is in the world that you see him as. He's just, he's Mr. Nice Guy. And he's just good to everyone.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's just, yeah, he's just very good
and
guy.
And he's generous to you. He helps you. He's supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even, I know you probably don't want to discuss it, you already have, but he's seen the clip.
I'm sure he has, yeah.
Yeah. And I bet, you know, he's been in the business long enough, and he understands people. He's old enough to go and laugh it off.
100%.
It doesn't reflect poorly on him at all, or... anything.
It's like, yeah, as if like, oh, is he going to be like looked at as like the guy with all these like crazy kids under him?
Yeah. But I think what I think is great is that you don't feel this sense of entitlement that I think even I would feel. Like if my uncle or I was related to somebody famous, I would think, why aren't they helping my career more?
Yeah.
And you don't feel that.
No. I mean, I've worked so hard from the beginning. I pursued acting. Like I did theater school. Like, I mean, I wouldn't have gone to like school for theater if I wasn't like serious about acting. So I studied it. I went to classes. I paid for all the classes. I grew up just like working my ass and doing all these little jobs. Like I submit every day still for like $200 jobs. Like, I mean, I'll do, I do, but I still submit myself. Cause right. I'm like, I'm a hustler. Like I will do any little job right now that like, will support me because I just like, I bounce around a lot to different jobs and I work, I just do whatever I can. So yeah, I mean, and he has, you know, helped me in the past. So it's, but like, I think it's like, once I got my Larry Crown Rick reel, like once I had that on my reel, I was like, okay, good. Now I can send that out and hopefully get some work from that, you know?
And you had to audition for that, even though Tom Hanks is in the film.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, he directed that film too. Okay. So let's not forget that. So, right. I mean, he did have like a high, you know, I mean, he was an opinion on who should be in that role, but, right. You know, he wrote it with Nia Vardalos. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was, he thought I did a great job. So,
you
I mean,
did.
Like,
you
I'm
played
happy.
A stylist, right?
Yeah, like a cool, funky, like, girl that does his makeover, you know?
Yeah, what I thought was really cool was I thought there was a sassiness to your character that I felt no other actor coming in could have pulled off. But because you're comfortable with him, you go, you know...
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I know you. Yeah. We barbecued, we vacationed when we were kids. Yeah. I was a flower girl at your wedding, right?
Yeah.
When you were four, your family sort of married into their family or his family.
Yeah, yeah. No, he, in 1988, they got married. And then it's been almost my whole life. People are like, you're not blood related. And I'm like, but he's been in my life since I was four.
That would be like saying like someone is a stepson or a stepchild. You're like, no, that's not your real dad.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's once... so bizarre that people are saying this, like, cause they think I want more clout by using Tom as my relative instead of Rita.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't win with these people.
Well,
I'm like,
you can't win with anybody.
Like, of course they want to use Tom,
right?
You know, because he's big.
Well, you at 4 years old, are you aware that he's a celebrity?
No, I don't think. I don't think I did for a while. I mean, like, I think, you know, I think it was when Big happened. You know, probably it was because he was nominated.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it kind of gradually happened. You know, started.
Yeah.
Going on trips and stuff that were nice and luxurious and like that was really nice. But, you know, I've never been like I didn't grow up with money, basically. Like, I didn't, my mom was a teacher.
In California, Los Angeles,
yeah,
right?
Like, my mom was a teacher. She raised me and my sister by herself. And it was like, we lived in the valley and like a tiny house. And like, yeah. You know, I went to school with like, and you know, the only thing that changed was when I was 14, I moved to the Palisades because we were living next door to my grandmother, who's, okay. You know, Rita's mom as well. And so we got to kind of like live next door to my grandma for the longest time, which was so awesome. Wow. Yeah. And that's when things kind of changed, because then I went to like an all girls Catholic school that was wow. like a lot of like girls with money. Yeah. And I didn't have money, but I was like going to this school. So I was like prom came around and they're like getting this limo that's like a freaking.
Right. This makes you a stronger person.
Yeah. And I'm like, my mom, like, I had to ask mom if she could buy like $100 corsage. And yeah. She's like, what?
Yeah. You know, I went to a college in Atlanta, Georgia, and there were a lot of wealthy students there.
Yeah.
And they had their parents' credit cards. They all had BMWs. And I had an old Toyota Celica that I paid for by having a paper route, by being a caddy, by working at a mental hospital.
Yeah.
And I bought it myself. And yeah. So I've always sort of, you know, felt adjacent to wealth, but
correct.
Not part of it. So I get that. When you go to a school and the corsage means so much to you, yeah. And these other kids don't, it means nothing. And so all the successes you have will mean so much more because yeah. of those experiences. And I think like having to audition for films that you could just be put into, like most of my friends that are very successful, and even myself, it's, we like to see the person get there themselves.
Oh yeah. Like I would 100%. He would never just like throw me a movie role and be like, here you
right.
go. Like,
right.
Never. I have to like, and Colin, same thing happened to Colin too. I mean, he worked his ass off when he, you know, doing small roles, and now he's like so successful.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's just, that's just how the family is. It's like, they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Like,
is your mom still teaching?
No, she retired.
Oh, she did? What grade was she teaching?
She taught sixth for a long time, then fifth, and then she fell in love with third for like the last 10 years or whatever.
My mom was a kindergarten teacher.
Aww.
And every year I would go in and the class would try and guess who I was. And they would guess. Yeah, it was claim to fame.
Oh,
it was
claim yeah. to fame. Oh, my
in
God.
Fact, the publicist for ABC that's listening, I'd like you to know a pending lawsuit is coming, because I just realized I was doing claim to fame.
In
when
kindergarten.
No. The kids were in kindergarten, but I was like in college. And then I'd come in and my mom would say these exact words, ABC, listen up. What's his claim to fame? And the little kid, Gabriel, outed me. Gabriel outed me, much like in your clip.
No
way. And so they would have to guess. And so then my mom would say that I'm related to her. And they would think I was her dad because I was physically bigger than her, taller.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how dumb kindergarten kids are. I go, Ma, get out of kindergarten. These kids are hopeless.
Yeah. No, I know.
These stupid kids. Let's go over some of the phrases that you say on this freak out.
When yeah.
Oh, you have them there?
I have notes, but
okay,
just
read it. Read what you say.
Oh, no, no. I don't know what I mean, I say, do you want to talk about like the friggin' bench and all that?
Let's go. Let's hear a recreation. And then we're getting
off. Oh, you want me to recreate it?
Then we get off this and we talk about other stuff that drives you nuts in real life, which includes the culture of over-tipping now.
Oh,
we can discuss
I love that. Because
yeah.
I've been a server my entire freaking life.
Oh, interesting.
I say freaking a lot, don't I?
Now you do. Now
I know.
When you're on camera.
I think that's my thing. Yeah. I should trademark it.
All right, what's in your notes? Let's hear it.
Oh, I just said, just a note. Well, these are just like my notes,
yeah,
like for like talking
okay.
stuff.
Do you have any of the notes? Here are some of the things that you said. I printed them out. If you want
to. Oh, okay. This is what I wanted to tell people is yeah. that the other thing that people don't realize is like, this is a competition for like $100,000.
Oh.
So I was very upset about that part of it too, is that it was like a money. Like I wanted to make money.
And what's interesting.
And the longer you stay, the more money you make.
And I looked at it. So I'm telling you, other viewers thought the same thing. I thought, she doesn't need the money.
She's yes, I do. Oh my God.
Upset about the money.
Yes, I do.
People just assume.
I have money.
You have money.
I live in a $1,700 apartment, like yeah. right outside with homeless people out there. It's really awesome.
Air conditioning in the window.
Air conditioning in the window. Like, yeah, I've, you know, been on unemployment several times, you know.
How dare Tom Hanks allow his niece to live in squalor like this?
I would never ask for anything, you know.
As long as you're safe, it's all character building experiences.
Absolutely. And I've never complained about it, you know, because I've just been like, you know, it's building me to be a better person. Right. If I have to work hard and have these failures and rejections and all this stuff. I mean, I don't like tell every casting director that I'm doing an audition for, hey, just so you know,
right,
Tom Hanks is my uncle.
Well, because they're going to try and get in through. They're going to try and get you to connect them, get him for other projects.
Or like they want, I get scripts sent to me all of a sudden if I tell people, you know, I don't. Really? So I don't talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't. Like, my advice is, and I'm not one to give advice to anybody, but don't let it be your identity. I always say that. Don't create your own identity, which you have by freaking out. You're now the freak out part. So read some of the lines that you said. Let's hear it. This is. You can slate.
Am I acting it?
Reading for the part of Carly Reeves.
Okay. Okay. His freaking clothes are so freaking obvious. A freaking bench was in the poster for Forrest Gump. Are you kidding me? Why a bench? There's literally no references to benches on any other movie. Even Gabriel found that out, and he's not even like smart. I didn't even get to do any challenges.
That's another one of my favorite lines. Like, what? I'm going, okay, now she flipped the shoes off. Okay, now we're really in deep on the freak out. And then she doesn't get to do challenges.
And then I thought I was in a private moment. I'm like, surely they're not going to get the one in the closet.
Oh, read the last line. Get back into it. Hold on. I cut you off.
I don't deserve this. I should have more camera time. I should be here longer. I said it like that. I'm like, I was so mad, man. That was all seriously from like, I don't think anyone understands. Like, I was in a blackout, like just a tunnel. Like, no one was around me and no one came up to me, but I wanted the producers to hear a bitch.
I would lean into it. I'd go, hey, you know what? Freakouts happen.
Yeah.
I think we've all had it. And I would immediately start monetizing this. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would have shirts that say, I deserve more camera time.
I'm already making them.
I would have shirts that say, a freaking bench with the bench.
I got to show you my.
I would have shirts that say, Gabriel's not even smart. I would have that. I'd wear that one.
No.
I didn't even get to do any challenges. Would be a genius reality show shirt. We could do cross promotions with other ABC reality shows and have their contestants wear them.
I got to find. I'm literally doing a shirt and I already have like a person designing it. And I wanted to show you the basic.
You know,
sketch.
I do a lot of merch. I sell a lot of
really?
Merch. I've got a merch guy downtown that prints T-shirts.
I would love for you to hook me up with that person because I've never done this. Like, I'm not an influencer, guys. Like, I'm old. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to do all this. This is crazy.
So
my
great.
Instagram sucks. It's like from, you know, like my personal photos. There's no, like, I'm not like an Instagram hoe with like filters and stuff. Like, I just put on the raw stuff.
Get these shirts up on a website immediately.
I know, but it's taking so long.
Sell them. And then you ship them yourselves. It's so easy.
I mean, I need to make money, so somehow.
Yeah, you should look at my website. Look at how many T-shirts and I sell hats and bumper stickers.
Really?
Yeah, I have everything.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the drawing I gave them as my sketch.
Oh, I would just immediately get the letters. I deserve more camera time. I would do.
I was going to do something like that, but my face, I would take it off.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd keep your face on it.
Or keep like a design of a blonde girl. Yeah.
Those are real. Yeah, get. But you got to strike while the iron's hot.
I know. My 15 minutes are almost up.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, like this, when did this air? Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, and it's now Friday. I'm already late to the game. I'm late to the game.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm doing a radio station. I'm doing a radio show on KFI AM here, 640 AM.
Yeah.
And it's syndicated all over the world on iHeartRadio. And the producer they send me all day. Like, I'm doing a show this Sunday. They're sending me topics to discuss, and I pick what I want to discuss. I print it out. I read it. I prepare for this show. Well, 6 a.m. on Wednesday, they send me this clip of you. I look at this clip. I'm barely awake, and I thought,
I know this girl.
I went out to drinks with this girl.
Yeah.
I dodged a bullet.
Is that what you really thought?
I dodged a bullet.
Is that what you really thought?
I go, this is going to get in the way of her dating life for sure. She doesn't have a chance now.
Oh, no. You think?
No. I think we're used to this.
Maybe I have to go on a dating show and they just have to put me with someone.
Yeah. And you can always spin and go, hey, you know, the producers are like, if you freak out, you have more airtime and we'll have you back. They'll have you back this season for something.
Yeah.
You'll end up in that house for another reason.
Well, I come back for the finale.
You do.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's fun. But good. I'm hoping. I mean, The View girls talked about me on The View.
See, that's great.
And they said that I should host it. I was like,
you should, actually.
Yeah, man. I've never done hosting, but hey, I'll try.
Oh, no. You got this. You're very vibrant. I have a lot of people I interview. I interviewed the Beach Boys yesterday, or Mike Love, the lead singer.
How old are they now?
He's 83.
Oh, my God.
He's 83.
That must have been
but they're doing
different from me.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked him.
I don't think I need any more of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to just ask interesting questions. And they're doing 3 shows at the Bowl this weekend for July 4th with fireworks. Yeah.
All 3 of them? They're together?
No. Mike Love, 2 of the Beach Boys died. The drummer drowned. And he was a surfer, but he drowned. And then another one, I think, had like a heart attack or something. And then there's Wilson, the last Wilson who's left, Brian, who is considered one of the geniuses of the band. He wrote Pet Sounds and stuff like that. And Mike Love, who was the cousin, he grew up in Baldwin Hills. The 3 brothers grew up in Hawthorne. But Mike Love is one of the singers. So he sings, like when you hear, like, Help Me Rhonda, it's his voice.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, he's like the main voice. Like,
yeah, but then he brings in, he's got John Stamos joining him. He's got like a whole,
a really high sounding voice.
No, I think he does that. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right, let's do a play-by-play. The clip I'm about to play, and I encourage everybody, I'm looking into the camera, to
can
go.
I see it?
No. You can just look on the little thing. Yeah. I encourage everybody to go online and look at this clip of Carly Reeves freaking out on a show or having a meltdown.
Ugh.
On a show called Claim to Fame on ABC. This airs, what, Monday nights?
Yeah. I've seen this so many times.
I'm not watching it now that you're off. Sorry, ABC. ABC, get it together. Mm-hmm. Don't vote off my friends. Don't vote off my friends. You got to watch this clip. I'll do my best to do a play-by-play. This is the way I work. Who's texting me? Like 20 minutes before you're about to arrive, I go, I should pull the audio. We can do a play-by-play.
Yeah.
So I run out of the shower, soaking wet, and I start editing on Logic, this sound. And I cut the clip together. I cut out, because on these reality shows, there's a lot of like, they build tension. There's like, is Tom Hanks your uncle? It's like 30 seconds. I got to show the good-looking Jonas Brothers. That makes me feel worse about myself.
And that was the commercial.
Yeah, thanks, Jonas Brothers. Thanks for being good-looking and in shape. Really appreciate it.
Oh,
how about you just sing, right? Leave the hosting to people like me. All right.
They're cute. They're cute.
I'm sure. Did you get? Are they both married?
I have no idea.
Well, why aren't you working that angle? You know what I'm saying? Then your claim to fame.
They're kind of short.
Okay, but... You know, it's at this point we can't be that picky anymore.
I'm not a gold digger. I don't care about
You're
money.
You're a tall digger. As long as they're tall, broken tall is fine. How short will you date?
I just want to be able to wear. I don't want to have pictures where I'm like,
yeah,
you know, like hanging on top of them.
Yeah.
I want to like be able to wear heels, mm-hmm. and I'm 5'7", so
okay.
5'8", 9 is too short, I think.
Are they that? I don't know.
How old are they? They're too young, too.
Oh, stop it.
Frankie's
please.
Like 20 something, no?
All right, but they have friends they can connect you with. All right, so it starts with Hugo, who, with a smirk, excitedly votes you off this show by guessing that Tom Hanks is your uncle. At what point do you know the freak out is coming? Do you want to stop it?
Like I could talk about like everything. He even said, and this got edited out. They said, "How confident are you?" And he says, 100%.
Wow.
And I was like,
well, ABC's got to release the unedited version. In all fairness to you, like it feels like it ended. I don't get why they're sending you upstairs right away to pack. You have to pack while everyone else is downstairs, like talking about you. Like
that. I don't even know if that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Because last season they never showed anyone packing.
Yeah.
They could, like in The Bachelor, I think they've done that and stuff, but like they've never shown it on this show. Like they had a freak out Amara on Whoopi Goldberg's granddaughter. She had a little freak out and like cussed everyone out.
Is this another season?
Last season.
Okay.
But this season, I didn't know if I should just keep walking or not, but I was in a freaking mess. So I was like, I got to get out of here.
They don't tell you, hey, if you get voted off, go upstairs and pack?
No, I didn't know what to do. I think probably they would like, I thought they would stop it and like maybe reshoot or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought they were going to, like, stop me from... But I was in such freak-out mode that they just let me have my meltdown, and I didn't even know if I should walk up
the stairs. I have a lot of production notes. I hope that the publicist listening will connect me with the producers. I feel like we need a second or third angle on the stairs. I don't know why that's the best angle. We need more angles in the room. We need definitely something, like, towards the floor, so when somebody smashes a heel, well, you know it's getting serious. Then you know. All right, so let's play it. Let's see how this goes. Ready? All right.
Hugo, who do you think Carly's claim to fame is?
I think your celebrity relative is...
Tension.
Tom Hanks.
How dare you, Hugo!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just like, I don't even know.
People are shocked.
Yeah, but I don't remember them even being shocked because I was like, everyone already knows. So I just started crying because of me, like, I don't remember the countdown. I don't remember any of that because I was already like in my head.
And so now I think they reveal, is Hugo correct or did they do that right? Oh, that doesn't.
Carly.
Yeah. Wow.
He was correct.
Oh, he was.
Congratulations, Hugo.
And that's the other thing. They make you sit there and sort of for like 30 seconds, build tension and fake. Like if I was writing the show, I'd be like, that's when you say, yeah, screw you, Hugo, you're right or you're wrong. But you have to sit there with a poker face while they put up a picture of whether it is Tom Hanks or not.
Well, they want to. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. I remember when I watched last season, I was like, oh, they probably told them not to react when they say it.
Yeah.
So that they could do the big reveal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that. It's just for, you know, fun.
Well, the other 17 contestants are shocked. And then you start crying. And one of the Jonai brothers. Notices.
Jonas says.
Yeah. One of the Jonai goes, okay, something's going on here. You start crying and then storm off and off camera. They don't see the freak out. But we get to see this epic freak out. And I know it didn't just end there. ABC, please release as a special, even a Christmas special, the full Carly Reeves freak out. All right, here's the beginning of the freak out.
Oh, my God.
It is Tom Hanks.
Oh, boy.
I was so mad.
Carly, I am sorry. That means you will be staying in the
house. I don't even remember
and staying
what they were saying. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. You may take your seat.
Oh, they told you to take your seat. You stormed off.
Yeah, I'm just a little shocked.
Or did they tell Hugo to take his seat?
Wait, oh, yeah.
Somebody was told to take a seat.
That was probably Hugo.
Yeah, and then you get sent upstairs.
I didn't realize.
They don't even have a cameraman following you. Who's got the handheld? Don't they have handhelds following?
Not at that moment. Everything's...
Okay, again...
Multi-camera.
Again, ABC producers, reach out to me. We need to shoot this like a sporting event. There's got to be cameras everywhere. They've got to be
a drone.
Like if there's an interception, be prepared for the ball to go the other way. We're dealing with volatile.
Everything, though. I mean, like my meltdown started right when I turned that corner. I turned the corner and I'm like, a fucking bitch.
We're dealing with Hollywood adjacent here. They're going to have freakouts. All right, let's get back to the screaming.
He's going to pick me. I was not expecting this at all. I helped you, Hugo. I freaking helped you.
These are all t-shirt ideas. I helped you, Hugo. It's a good one.
And if any of them are right.
I gave you clues.
I swear you go home for that. I hope you go home because of that. Ugh, I was so sad.
But he was smart. He played smart. So I give him credit.
I can't believe they aired all this.
Here, this is harsh. It is a competition. Hugo, well played.
Look at the empathy of the Joe and I brothers.
You go, but it is time for you to say goodbye to your fellow players.
Is it playing?
No, no, it's just audio.
Oh, audio.
I just needed to let it out. I was like,
"Oh, you're about to let it out."
You're a whole
boy.
These freaking clues are so freaking obvious.
That's a shirt term.
Bench. That's a freaking poster of freaking.
That's a t-shirt.
Are you kidding me?
She's screaming.
Why a bench? Why a bench? There's literally no reference to benches on any other movie. And then Gabriel found that out. He's not even, like, smart.
Real? What? That's cold.
Is that Gabriel?
Gabe. No, that was JR.
I didn't get to do any challenges.
Oh, no, that was Gabriel. That was Gabriel. Sorry.
Have you had contact with any of these people?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
We're on a big group chat. But yeah, they laughed. They're like, "Thank you for making people watch the show now."
Who's doing the reunion? I want to do the reunion where we all like sit and interview everybody. I want to do that.
I know.
I want to be your Dr. Drew for that show. I want to ask the real serious questions because I'd like to know.
I do need some mental help.
Well, what about Hugo? Has Hugo forgiven you for this infraction?
Oh, jeez. Hugo's totally fine. I was like, that was so uncalled for. He didn't do anything wrong. He was just playing the game.
Right.
And I was a help. And like I said earlier, I helped him with a clue that what may or may not have been true or not. Yeah. You know, I don't know if I was right.
Yeah. All right. Before we get off this, because enough. Do you want to quickly, if I play the freak out, do you want to play along with the freak out? Here are the lines.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm going to put this out of here, and then you can. All right, I'm going to play it, and you can scream along with it. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm sure you've listened to this how many times?
I know, a billion.
Yeah. So let's. It's this is like karaoke. This is this. You're doing a.
Didn't we already do this? Now?
No. Now you're doing it with the audio. I'm going to play. This is Carly Reeves doing a duet with Carly Reeves.
You're a whole boy.
These freaking clues are so freaking obvious! A freaking bench with the poster for Forrest Gump, are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm off.
Sorry.
She's screaming.
Recover, you can recover.
Why a bench? There's literally no references to benches on any other movie! Even Gabriel found that out! He's not even, like, smart!
For real? That's cool.
Real? Here's your big line. Oh, what about the I deserve more camera time?
I know.
Oh, I cut it off?
Cut it off.
Oh, damn that.
I deserve more challenges.
How dare they do that?
I wanted to play games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like eat bugs or do one of those like amazing race style
things.
No,
this is not the end of your reality show career. Because
I'm an actor. First and foremost, let's start there.
All right. But listen, you put yourself in this arena. Once you dip in, you know, but you're now reality show gold. Like you're on the hot list. I've seen the list. There's only like 30 people we can depend on. One of it, like the Real Housewife lady that flipped the table.
Oh, Teresa.
Teresa.
Oh, she's amazing. We love to hate her. You know what I mean?
I love her. I've gotten off of Bravo. I got rid of it. And now I'm just 90 Day Fiance, that franchise. And Love After Lockup. I've written some. I've actually sold reality shows. None of them have gone to production, but...
Really?
Yeah, with big companies. And then now I have one that I want for TLC.
You said you hate reality shows or you just don't F with them now.
Oh, I love reality shows.
Oh.
Oh, I want... No, like 90 Day Fiance. Oh, yes, okay. I can't... No. I have deep discussions about these shows. I can break down the characters, the intentions, what's real, what isn't real. I pick up on editing. I know when something is a producer placed.
Yeah.
Bad reality show acting when I can tell they're given a line.
Yeah.
No. I'm deep into reality and there's a guy.
Like Ken with the Vanderpump Rules when he's like, "Did you hear that Raquel went to Tom Sandoval's house and she went in the jacuzzi? Is that right? Or is that right?" And he walks off. off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was just spilling the biggest tea of the whole season.
What if you could be on any reality show, what would it be? I'm going to help.
Oh my God. Well, I applied for The Bachelor like when I was 30 and I almost got on.
Well, you'd be good for that.
I was so, but I'm now too old, I feel like. I mean, I feel like.
I don't know. I'm looking at you on camera. You look really young.
I like Married at First Sight. I watched that, but it's like, I like the Australian version.
Is this real? Like, would you get married to somebody that you just saw? Or is it a fake marriage?
It's not. It's, some of them have worked out.
Huh.
Not a lot. Like 17% I saw.
I'd like Divorced at First Sight. That's what I'd like. Dumped at First Sight.
Or Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Or like. I mean, but The Housewives, that's really where it's at.
But is I'm it not a still housewife, good, so. Or they... Because I feel like they know how to act. I know, like, they're...
The Housewives?
Yeah, like, they're trying to get more camera time. Even you said it, which I can't believe that they put on there, I deserve more camera time. Like, you said it. This is part of the game.
I know. That's the thing. People think that was an entitled line. And obviously, no one likes it when people break the fourth wall and they talk about cameras and stuff because like in a reality show. So I think it's like, you know, it doesn't, people don't like it when they hear someone say something like that. Cause it sounds like they only care about getting on the show for, you know, clout or whatever, or popularity or followers. And so at that moment, I was really just thinking I should have more camera time, like on this show. Like I want to be on the show more.
Right.
Like,
I understood
not like,
that.
Not like I'm a diva and I deserve more camera time. Like it came, people think it came off as like me being a diva. And I'm like, no, I just mean like I'm funny. I want to be on camera.
What did you slam on the bed that made a
I think it was a heel.
It was a heel. And then they added the sound effect that sounded like you smashed something.
I know. It's like so funny. I didn't even know if that's what I should have done is go and pack. Like, it's just bizarre.
Is your phone, I saw you on TMZ. You've been in every publication. Has anybody called to offer you work?
Not yet.
Really?
I know.
Do you have agents? Do you have representation?
I do. I have a commercial agent. I don't have a manager, but I have a commercial and a theatrical agent.
Okay. And is that information up on your website?
Yeah.
So how do people get in contact with you?
Like, on my Instagram or my website, it's carlyreeves.com.
Right.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of bookings through there, like for, you know.
Well, that's where it is nowadays. You know, if you have an agent or a manager and they're great and they work for you, it's fantastic. But if you don't, you don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
You really don't. People will contact you.
Yeah.
And I suspect it's a shame this aired right before a holiday weekend, you know?
Why?
Well, because everyone's thinking July 4th, they're off to the beach.
You want
them to strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah. But I think it's now, it was a hit show on the first season. So I think it's going to be even better. It's just going to get better and better, I think.
I wonder if we could do a reality show with people that have, you know, had breakdowns. That had freakouts.
Yeah.
And we just put all the freakouts. You said Whoopi Goldberg's
granddaughter.
Granddaughter had one. We put all the Teresa, everybody together, the most volatile people.
They basically kind of did that with the Ultimate Girls Housewives trip.
Oh, they did. See, I missed that.
They put all the villains of like the biggest housewife franchises.
Yeah.
And they put them in an Ultimate Girls trip. And it was amazing.
You know, reality shows, it's interesting because we're having a writer's strike right now in Los Angeles.
Right.
And that's where reality shows were born out of originally. There was a strike and they had to create
their own stuff, content.
Right. And it was the Osbournes and it was shows like
Real World.
Real World MTV.
And I hate to say it, but the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch any of that stuff.
Yeah. I really want to slip my wrists when I'm doing it, but I watch it and I'm like, ugh, like I hate it, but I'm like, I can't stop watching.
Right.
Because it's so unreal, like out of my world. Like I'm like, how these people are so rich.
Yeah, then don't
it's
watch
so
it.
It's so gross.
Yeah, don't watch
it's
it.
It's so gross. Don't.
People are gonna report you to the suicide hotline for saying slit your wrist.
Oh
you
God, even, I shouldn't
can't
have
even
said
that. Yeah, you can't say that.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
I say I joke around a lot. I make fun of myself a lot.
You don't seem to have a filter.
No, not at all.
Which is, I need to say less. So nobody, so no calls for work. Are you looking at your notes again? Do you have more notes?
Yeah, hold on.
Give me.
Tell him he should watch MAFS. Yeah, you should watch Married at First Sight.
Who's this?
Just a friend.
Oh.
The ABC person.
Oh, the ABC person is pitching other shows to me?
No.
My sister watches it. My sister's a huge fan.
I was going to look back at my notes,
My
though.
Sister has to vet everything, and then it gets sent to me. And my sister and I have, like, dissertation conversations, like, about reality shows and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I know. I'm very much like, I think when people get to know me, like, they'll understand me a little bit better because I think just from seeing that clip or whatever, if I was an outsider looking at it, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that looks kind of bad.
Right.
But, like, I'm really just this, like, I'm a very outspoken, very vocal, opinionated. I'm an Aquarius. Like, I'm full-fledged, like, that kind of a person that just, like, I mean, I've can't really hold down a job too long because I'm not good with authority.
Where are you getting fired? What type of places are you getting fired from?
Restaurants and stuff.
Really?
I mean, if you don't get fired from restaurants, then, like, you're not, like, iconic enough, I guess.
So tell me.
Everyone, you know the turnover on like, restaurants?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Even
people
the
stay
chefs.
There a couple months and they get out of there. It's like, because it's just such a bad work environment for in so many places.
Well, tell me what's going on with tipping.
Yes, so let's talk about that. I totally agree with you. It's getting a little out of hand. And me, even as a server for 20 years or whatever, like I hate tipping when I go out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I've been a server for so long.
And prices are ridiculous. You know that California nationwide is the worst tippers. We tip the lowest percentage, which is 17.8%.
Yeah.
That's the lowest.
Yeah.
Delaware is tipping over 21%.
And that's crazy.
You know, of course, you know, fine dining in Delaware is, you know, $7.28 for an entree. You know,
yeah,
our
so
entrees.
True.
No, I was just in Boston and I went to a nice restaurant. There's a bug over here. A nice restaurant with, I hope I didn't kill it on camera.
It's
oh no, I'll never, don't kill, oh, okay. You killed it. You know, you killed it. it was a nice restaurant, a nice Italian restaurant. Chicken parm.
For like $15?
$20. I have chicken parm out here. It's 35. It's the size of two chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And then you go, where's the pasta? Oh, you wanted pasta? Oh, you wanted pasta.
And
that's another $7. Now up to $42 for a chicken nugget with pasta.
Yeah.
And then they want us to tip. There's service charges out here. There's what else?
Oh, there's like a side of ranch is $2. Like a side of anything is money. Like they charge you for free, no free refills on something at some places. Like,
It's
getting out of hand. And like, I agree with you. Like, why is it like that in California? Like, why in other places you could get fed pretty well with like $15. Here they're like, it's like LA. Maybe it's LA because we're all like trying to be skinny and they're like portions are so small. But
I went to a place, they serve vegan Thai food. And I said, could I get some hot sauce? And they were like, there's a charge for that. I go, for a hot sauce? They go, we make it in-house. I go, I don't care. Bring me outside the house stuff. Just give me some hot sauce. You know, and service has not gone up. Like you said, there's so much turnover.
And after COVID, like they hired whatever they could get.
Yeah.
They literally hired like anyone who would want to work. They were like, okay, we'll hire you. Because so now the quality of servers is down.
Yeah.
It's not good. Like, they don't know. They don't care to even learn about menu items. They don't care about learning wine.
Oh, they do that. Like I'll ask them, I go, what is in the chicken piccata? They pull out their phone and they look at the menu. I go, I could look at the menu. Like, they very rarely. I do a comedy show sometimes on Tuesdays at Yamashiro's, which is down the street. Did you work there?
Yeah, nope. I don't know if I want to say it, but yeah.
You did? Did you like it?
God, can I talk crap about it? I don't know. I mean, they'll never hire me back. Basically, okay, I was working there before Claim to Fame.
Yeah.
I came back after Claim to Fame after telling them the truth that I was going to be gone for a month.
Okay.
And they wouldn't hire me back when I came
back. So this is recently?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm...
Did you ever see me up there?
Probably.
So
what's his name? Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah, so I go up there. They treat me like a king. I get my own table. They take care. Everything's comped. The chef comes out, the GM, and the chef and the waiter were able to explain every dish to me. So I guess it's a different experience. But I had I had some really good stuff. I don't eat fish, but I had their the chef makes me a special bowl. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And the view is amazing there. I mean, people go there for the view. It's a great place. But I was really disappointed they didn't hire me back because I was like, I'm now without a job. And I'm like, yeah, I had fun for a month, but I didn't. I mean,
You were working there. You left to do the show.
Yeah, I had to leave. And they, I mean, I should have said I had like a death in the family or something because that's legally what they
but
would
allow. But it's weird because you said they're having trouble hiring people. So where are you working? You working? Don't say the name. Are you working at a restaurant now?
I am not, but I might be soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This
new place.
This will come as a shock to a lot of people because people see you on a reality show and they suspect that you have a lot of money. They suspect you've done well. If you're related to a famous person, they can't imagine that that person's not funneling some money. But believe me, you know.
Yeah. The little bit of money I got as a stipend, it's almost out. I'm literally like, I'm trying to stretch it out as long as I can.
And I think it's so refreshing that you're open about this because, and I'm very open on this podcast. And a lot of people are like, you shouldn't say that. I'm like, well, what if the show's not sold out?
Yeah.
Why should I pretend it's sold out? Like a lot of people go, oh, sold out when it's not sold out.
Yeah.
Or they elevate their career. There's a lot of posing.
Yeah.
So for you not to pose.
Yeah. I'm not a liar. Like I've always been authentic to who I am. And I've never said, like, I have a joke. I have a parody about not having money. That's like the Cardi B song. Cause she raps about money all the time.
Right.
So I did a whole parody about not having money like buying my Chanel from Chinatown and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm serious. And so people really, I don't think they think that about me. I think they would have totally assumed that I have money.
I did. I thought she doesn't need $100,000. That's how far off I was.
Yeah.
And I'm a seasoned reality show viewer.
Yeah.
What else? What's wrong with Carly Reeves? What is it?
I don't know.
What drives you? What's driving you nuts this week?
Oh, God.
Because you were listening on the way over to my Q-tip rant.
Oh, the Q-tip rant was amazing because you're right. Though I've bought, don't ever go to the dollar store and buy those, by the way, because they bend and they cannot, they're not stiff enough. So when you go in your ear, it's like, it'll just bend and it you have no grip.
No, I gotta be honest with you. The real ones suck now.
Yeah.
And I did that video. Q-tips reached out to me on their verified account and they're like, what's the problem? I think I'm talking to their bot. I don't think Q-tips wants to solve this problem. I don't think they care. Like I love to test customer service.
Yeah.
So like I'm getting these select blinds for my house and these people are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like I call them, they don't know they're talking to a famous person. They don't know they're dealing with a big deal, big Hollywood person.
Yeah.
I don't even tell them where I live. I talk to them. I have so many questions because, you know, this is going to be expensive to buy blinds for all these windows that are motorized. And I want to know, like, if it comes out of the window a little, will it clear the crank? Will it this? Will it that? How precisely do I have to measure? They answer every question. What's the material like? What's the warranty? Blah, 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 blah. Can it be pulled down manually if it's motorized?
And this is all a live chat?
No. You talk to an actual person over there.
Oh, you can.
Select blinds people care. I don't even know if they're commissioned, but they care. They don't like try and close a sale with you. And I put them through the ringer. I'm telling you, if you're listening, Select Blinds, you should absolutely record my calls.
You want to get a promotion or what is it? Like advertising sponsorship.
I'd love a sponsorship. I'd love something. But I'd like to point out when they're great.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I like to support little brands and stuff.
But they should use my calls for training.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Yeah. I'm that. Yeah. And I ask them, like, when we walk out, I have a spa. It needs a new cover.
Mm-hmm.
A million questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have,
Why do you have to ask the questions, though? Can't you just let them do their job since they're the professionals? Or do you have to know everything?
No, like, I have a master spa, so it has a specific cover, and it has to fold a certain way, and I want to make sure. And then I befriend some person over there. I get really close to the customer service person. And now I'm sending whoever this person is pictures to color match and all this sort of stuff. It's not... Most people go, all right, I need a spa cover. They go on the Master Spa website and they order it.
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
Not me. It's a big production. These poor people, You know what I mean? Becomes like,
hilarious.
Yeah, designing therapy. Yeah.
Wait, you made me laugh so hard when I saw your show, and then you know, you invited me for the drink, right?
Yeah.
And then you got mad at me because I said I was dating 5 other guys.
Well, now why would you say that? This was years ago. Years ago, you saw me.
You were mad because you're like, I was like, yeah, I'm dating around, you know, a couple guys. And you're like, how many? And I was like, I don't know, like 5 that I was like rotating, I guess. Like, but not like banging them, but just like.
I dialed out immediately. Dates. I was done.
Yeah.
I was done.
You were done.
So you saw my show at the Laugh Factory maybe once or twice. And then I think you DM'd me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then you came again.
Yeah.
And then I had to go do another show because I'm a big deal. I don't just do one show in a night. I had to go to the improv.
Yeah.
And so when I was done at the improv, I said, come down, have a drink.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was sort of, so I've spent my entire life, like, I'm really not great at dating. And I would assume if somebody was talking to me that they're not dating somebody. So at that point, I had just decided to ask people, are you seeing anybody? Suspecting the answer would be no, like me. No, that's why I'm here. And you said, I'm seeing 5 guys.
No, but
I
like,
dialed out.
Like talking, like texting, not like banging
no.
them. Like I said, I'm talking to like, you know, a couple guys like on the apps.
No,
you
said one you really like. One one is just fun. No, you had them in categories. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. You might not meet the real guy. What if I was the real guy, you know?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. See, I don't remember that. I think I was probably halfway joking because I don't think I was really dating. I think it was probably like the guys I was talking to on my Bumble or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't date anymore. Honestly, it's like a joke.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw the breakdown video, I go, I was right.
Don't ever cross me.
Yeah.
Don't ever cheat on me.
I saw it that night when she said she was seeing 5 guys. This is not the right woman for me.
That's so funny. But no, for real. I mean, I would like to get married and have kids one day, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, you know, if anyone's interested.
Well, how do they do?
They
go right into Instagram, DM, right?
DM, I guess.
Nobody, not one guy. There's so many crazy people watching these shows. Not one person has reached out to you.
Maybe I missed it.
You better go check. You better check.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Have you ever worked at a restaurant where they put that service charge on?
Yes. So, the 3.5. The service 18. Yeah. 15.5.
Yeah. There's an Italian restaurant here. I will be discussing this on KFI AM 640 this weekend in Los Angeles. It'll be on the iHeartRadio app. The person I went out to dinner with, Jim Clemente, he's an FBI profiler, mm-hmm. and he wants to discuss it because there is an LA Times article this week that names the restaurant specifically. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it if he does it, but it's an Italian restaurant, and it's a two-person name. And they add an 18% service charge, mm-hmm. which goes to equitable wages. Instead of the $45 chicken parm I had, take the wages out of that, 18%. Then there's a suggested gratuity. And their servers are suing the restaurant because they weren't getting gratuities. Because people see 18%, they think it's over.
Right.
But then you have to read the fine print. They circle the fine print in orange.
Wait, so that you're because usually it's like 3.5% for the health like wages and all that.
No, we're paying for their vacations too, I think. We're paying for everything.
Well, I worked at a place in Beverly Hills that is, they used to add gratuity on every table because it was such a tourist spot.
Yeah.
It's the Rodeo. I mean, you know, it's like the Rodeo Drive. You got like tourists everywhere. So you get a lot of people from international, you know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know. So they would add it on every check and then like sometimes people wouldn't see it and then they would like double tip, but other times people just let it go. And so it was like, it kind of balanced itself out, but that was like for our actual tip money. That wasn't like going to health.
No. I did the math on the radio on an episode. By the time we got out of there, tax, tip, it was like 48% tip or 48% over. So if
the bill.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the cost of the food before tax was $150, he paid like another $70 on top of that. It's crazy.
That's wild.
For okay food.
Yeah.
Not great. Sorry.
Yeah. And not I hate great. The fact that, like, you're right. Like, anything that should be just a normal service that we still have to add tip on that, even though they're all, like, that's literally what we're paying for.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks or like, you know, like I get it. Like, it's nice if they're if they go above and beyond and like make you
yeah.
smile or do yeah. whatever. Like, sure. But like now everyone pays with credit card and it's just like a percentage of yeah. like my $4 coffee.
Right. But you also get a higher wage, right? There's like $18.
Now we do, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. When I waited tables in college, it was like $2.25 an hour.
I know. I've worked in restaurants since I remember it being like $8 an hour or something like that.
And then that sounds great.
Yeah. But now it's like, now I think it's up to $16.04.
Wow.
I don't know where the 4 cents comes from, but yeah. that's what it is.
I think it's going to 18. I think it's going to 18.
18?
I think it is.
See, that's wild, because now they're just going to do away with tips altogether, then I'm
Well, that's
sure.
what they do in Europe. In Europe, it's just, exactly. you know, it's all included.
Yeah.
And then maybe you leave a buck or two or something.
Exactly.
Or a euro. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it what else? Sense. Let's before we wrap this up,
yeah.
what else? Tell me what else drives you nuts? Like what this week? Like I have a list.
I have a list for like driving alone, just driving things.
What do you mean? Tell me. Tell me.
Well, since you and I live like 5 minutes away from each other.
I didn't know I'm this. Sure,
yes, yes.
Oh, really? Don't say it.
Oh, yeah. But like,
oh, wait, when you said that street, you still live there? Oh, tell me afterwards.
Yeah. But so Highland and I'm just going to say it's a very popular intersection. So Franklin and Highland, you know how like people line up to turn right onto Franklin from Highland from off the freeway?
Yes.
I cannot stand it when that line builds up for like all the way back to the freeway. And I'm like, why doesn't anybody realize that they can just go in this third lane that opens up after that light at right. Franklin
yeah.
and then turn onto Franklin from that third lane? I'm yeah. like, I know it's not a right turning lane, but like I still do it because it's a freaking lane.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have driving drives you. And this is the worst city in the world for driving.
Mean, I've grown up in LA, so I've been driving in this city forever. Like I could probably drive Sunset with my eyes closed. No, I can't.
Just well, kidding. Let me ask you. The first question I asked Mike Love of the Beach Boys yesterday, yeah. and I'll ask it the exact same way,
okay.
and you can answer it. You can apply it to yourself.
Okay.
How is the California of today different than the California you sing about? So in your case, the California you grew up. How is Los Angeles different
than how it is?
Yeah.
Like, than when I grew up? I mean, technology has changed everything, no? Or are you saying specifically for California or Los Angeles?
Traffic, yeah. No. California. Oh! Is Los Angeles. Is the traffic gotcha. Different?
Gotcha.
Is there more populated?
Well, I will say, because I'm also in real estate, that like the rents have jumped ridiculously and right. it's so much more expensive.
Yeah.
I think that the homeless is way out of control, like way more than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Sunset is not as cool as it used to be. Like people mm-hmm. think that's like the hot spots and yeah. stuff, but like the standard's gone. All these like really iconic places on Sunset yeah. are gone. Yeah. And yeah. it's like so sad. They got rid of the House of Blues. Remember that? Like
yeah.
that was, those were good times. Like, and I used to like when in my underage, you know,
oh boy.
Child stuff.
The debauchery.
Well, we'd yeah. go to that sushi place and on Sunset, the Tenmasa. I don't know if I should name it, but
yeah.
I mean, it's it was always so much fun. Like I would go with all my college friends and we'd like go right. there and then to the Whiskey and to Roxy. I don't know. Like it's, LA hasn't changed like that much, but I do feel like there's not a lot of locals anymore. I feel like everyone's a transplant.
Yeah.
And the transplants think that they could just like make money by just looking hot on social media.
Oh, there's so much poser. I can't. It's just, I can't leave. I don't want to leave my house anymore. I just look at people. I'm like, I can't take it. I can't, like, it's like Halloween out here all the time. People are dressed up in costumes, you
yeah,
know.
Literally.
Literally. So when you're a kid growing up here, are you hanging out with like a lot of kids of famous people?
I did actually go to like Nikki Hilton and Paris Hilton's house as like a child. Like we used to go to their birthday parties. They had ponies.
Yeah.
And their like goodie bags were goldfish. It was awesome.
Like real gold?
Yeah, real goldfish.
Do you still have those?
No.
Goldfish the snack?
No! Goldfish like a fish. Like a real goldfish.
Oh, my God. What are they? The carnival?
A live goldfish.
Yeah, that's what they do at the carnival. You win. They give you a little a stupid bag, yeah. A Ziploc with a goldfish. You get home and your mom's like, what are you thinking? Get the stuffed animal.
It's so true. I remember being like, wow, what am I going to do with this? And I think I put it in the bowl at home and it like died in 2 days.
Of course it did. It's a car. Listen, the Hiltons have been known for giving out crappy goldfish at their parties for years. Do you keep in touch?
No,
with the Hiltons?
I mean, no. Every time I'll run into Paris sometimes, I'll be like, do you remember me? Like, I always say that every time. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, but maybe she doesn't.
Yeah, maybe she does. I can't imagine growing up out here. I think the culture is, you know.
I know. I mean, I went to high school with Catherine Short, who's my friend. That's Martin Short's daughter. Like, I mean, there was some celebrity kids in my high school and stuff like that.
You know, Martin Short interviewed me as Jiminy Glick, that character.
Oh.
And he is,
I don't know
fastest, funniest person I've ever sat next to.
So witty.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow. He's a really good guy, too. I love him so much. So, yeah, he's very close with our family, so.
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so great. Is there anything else you want to discuss? You have your notes before we wrap this up.
I feel like I said...
You said
what
everything.
I wanted to say.
How do you feel like it went? Are you going to get home and regret anything?
No.
That's the worst.
I just hope people like me
hold on.
Who I am.
Oh, hold on. Let me get some music for this speech. Hold on. We can end on a... Let's get some... some like music that makes it... let's see if this is it. Yeah. Is that good?
Okay.
That's a good sort of... I'll lower it little bit.
It's like a presidential speech?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, this is your appeal to the listeners who saw you freak out on Claim to Fame. This is Carly Reeves. Tell the people what you want.
I am just a crass, opinionated, very loud and vocal person, and I am not ashamed of it. I am proud of who I am, and I will be whoever I want to be. And if you don't like it, you could just F off.
Now plug your merch quickly. Your merch.
So yes, I should have more Camera Time t-shirts coming to you soon. And we also have hoodies, everything. I'm going to do it all. I should have more Camera Time. Tell me which one you like best.
There you go. Carly Reeves, thank you for coming on What's Wrong with Orny Adams, episode 85. I think this went great.
Yes.
And the publicist didn't interrupt once.
No.
She just texted us to plug other shows. Wait till she sends me. I'm going to end up interviewing the whole cast.
I know.
Which will be exciting.
That would be cool if you want to.
I know you were really anxious. I'm bringing this down. You were anxious. I can tell when a guest is anxious when they're texting me the morning of and the night before. Let's talk about this.
No, I was only because I had a conversation with my uncle yesterday, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to make sure he's not, I don't say anything more about him. He just doesn't want me to talk about him.
Good. I get that.
Yeah.
And do you feel comfortable with the way this went?
For sure.
Yeah.
As long as I didn't say any too many production things.
No, she would have interrupted.
Okay.
But I respect your uncle's wishes. I really do.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. The Daily Mail took all these pictures from my Instagram and basically made an entire article that I didn't even talk to them. They made a full-on article that's so long that they took from my website, from my Instagram, from everything. Yeah. And they made this whole article and like fabricated some things, assumed some things about my relationships with everyone. And it sounds like I'm obsessed with Tom because they took like a chunk of quotes or a chunk from my Instagram that was just a caption.
Yeah.
But they made it seem like I was only talking about him for like an hour. I'm like, no, this is like me wishing him happy birthday.
Yeah. It's going to get worse, by the way, with AI. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. So, and I didn't know Daily Mail was like an international publication that can like just rip your picture.
But you know, a lot of this stuff, and the publicist can help you with this. It's written by bots.
Yeah.
So there are times that articles come out. I was on a show called Teen Wolf on MTV and then Paramount Plus. We just did a movie. And sometimes I'm quoted in articles and I'll share it with them.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, no, that's written by a bot. It's not even a human. So this is all going to get worse.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. I mean, I wouldn't put it past it, like that it was all done by AI.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
Episode 85, What's Wrong with AI. So we can do this again.
I know. This is so fun. We'll do it.
Don't break stuff.
I know.
Do you want to have a freak out on me right now?
I know. No. No, I think that was fun. And I think, you know, people will see my personality more. So it's like people won't think I'm a crazy person. So that's good.